So when you say God is fire, right? This is an interesting metaphor, right? Mm-hmm. But fire can be a metaphor both for the divine nature and a metaphor for the what? Trinity, right? Mm-hmm. Now, as a metaphor for the divine nature, the light of the fire, right, represents the divine what? Understanding, huh? And the warmth of the fire represents his what? His love, right? And his ability to transform things, right? Mm-hmm. But also we can say that from fire proceeds what? Light and warmth, right? And from the Father proceeds the Son, who is light, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit proceeds his love and therefore his warmth, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a metaphor both for the divine substance and for the Trinity, right? See? So it exercises our mind to see that likeness under this metaphor, right? But in other places you will be taught open to these things, huh? Okay. We have to stop here and we'll come back to the tertium and say a few more things about metaphors, and we may get into the next question, but we'll